Hi, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
I found this super cute little questionnaire get to know me thing. And since there's 40 of you now, I thought that I would kind of stick this out there since I don't have anything better to do at 9:30 on Halloween. So, Halloween, ask me anything. Number one, which horror movie scared you for life? Scarred you for life? I can't even edit this because I have music playing in the background, but it's not a horror movie. But it's The Brave Little Toaster. And it's not a horror movie, but it is, it's just a horrible movie. I was very young and no thank you. It's just terrifying. It's so scary. Inanimate objects coming to life. No thank you. Okay, number two. What form would your boggart take? Oh, what form would my boggart take? Probably a... Oh, there's a dog. No, not a dog. It would take the form of probably a carousel horse, because those are horrifying as well. Again, with the whole inanimate things coming to life. Which horror movie murder did you find the most disturbing? I don't watch a lot of murder movies. This is really funny. So I can't really say, because I don't like watching people get murdered, so I don't know. Okay, so number four. Pumpkin carving, silly or scary or high art? Personally, I'm all about the silly pumpkins. That's how I carve them. But I like seeing the high art ones. They're amazing. Amazing. Okay, so best advice for or when scared of something. This is going to be really, really cheesy, but like when you're scared, there's like a quote by Mr. Rogers. It's like, look for the people who are helping. Like if a scary situation happens, or like if I'm scared, like five things you can see, four things you can touch, three things you can smell, you know, those things like that to kind of center yourself. Let's see, how long do you think you would last in a horror movie? I would be the first to die. Absolutely the first to die. That was me, by the way. Don't look at your phones. That was me. Was I ever traumatized by a particular scare when I was younger? I can't say that I was. My family wasn't really big on like Halloween scares and things like that. We were very much like cheesy scares, like throwing rubber snakes at each other and like rubber spiders and stuff like that. We weren't really big on huge scares. So I guess not. Well, man, I live a boring life. Favorite Halloween treat? I love, my favorite candy bar is the Snickers, and I like them when they've been in the refrigerator so they're cold. So good. I also like caramel apples. Is there any horror movie you refuse to watch because the commercial scared you too much? Anything with dolls, like Annabelle or, yeah, any of those. No, thank you. No dolls. Psychological movies kind of scare me too. Let's see, you're in a horror movie, or am I the final girl, the first to die, the comic relief, the skeptic, the smart one, or the killer? I'm the first to die. Again, the very first to die. Who's the hottest villain in any horror movie? Ooh. So it's the same song, but it's Donovan, isn't it? Yeah, and not Lana Del Rey. Hottest villain in any horror movie. Does Brandon Lee count as a villain? And The Crow, probably. Is The Crow even a horror movie? Oh, I don't know. What was the first horror movie I ever watched? Wow, I am really bad at these. Creepiest sound I've ever heard. A kid's music box. No thank you. No fucking thank you. Creeps me the fuck out. Okay. Marry, fuck, or kill question set. All right. Herman Munster, Gomez Adams, or Lon Chaney's Wolfman? I'm going to go with Gomez Adams because wolf whistle for real. Hugh Jackman, Bojack Horseman, Hugh Jackman's Van Helsing, Dr. Frankenfurter, or Norman, oh, shit, okay, I did this wrong, okay, marry, fuck, or kill, okay, Herman Munster, Gomez Adams, or Lon Chaney's Wolfman, okay, so I would marry Gomez Adams, fuck Herman Munster, I guess, and kill Lon Chaney's Wolfman. Hugh Jackman's Van Helsing, Dr. Frankenfurter, or Norman Bates. Oof. Definitely fuck Hugh Jackman's Van Helsing. I guess Mary Frankenfurter, maybe? I don't know. He doesn't quite seem like the marrying type. And kill Norman Bates. Oh, okay. Evan Peters, Louis... Interview with a Vampire? What? Or Pennywise? Okay, number one, Pennywise can just die, so kill Pennywise. I guess I'd fuck Evan Peters and then marry Louis. Interview with a Vampire? What? I'm having a very difficult time here with that one. Okay, so Celine, Morticia Adams, or Norma Bates? Okay, I've never seen... the Bates Hotel, so kill her, I guess. Morticia Adams, marry her because she is a fox. And Celine from Underworld, I'd fuck her. Sydney Campbell, Jamie Lee Curtis, or Sarah Paulson? I would marry Sarah Paulson. That's a difficult one. I guess I would fuck Jamie Lee Curtis and kill Sydney Campbell, I guess. Okay. Ellen Ripley, Rose Byrne, or Anna Faris from the Scary Movie franchise. Okay, I would probably fuck Rose Byrne, because damn. Marry Anna Faris, and I don't know who Ellen Ripley is from the Alien franchise, so girl, bye. Do I have my Halloween costume planned out for this year yet? Any plans? I'm in my pajamas, so no. Do I have a Halloween tradition? Again, I'm in my pajamas, so I guess. What is something that should be scary, but I find it more laughable than anything? This dog, probably. What should be scary, but I find laughable? Zombies. Zombies don't scare me. Maybe if I was faced with them, like, for real life, but zombies don't scare me. They're ridiculous. If you've seen Fido, then... what's the sexiest thing about Halloween? All of the hookups. You can have random ass hookups. And all the extra horny hours that you get to have. If I was a killer, what would be my weapon of choice? Oh God, what would it be? machete. I'd say flamethrower, but that's just too much to cart around. But it'd have to be like a really sharp machete, because I don't want to have to put forth that much work. Maybe poison, because that's not much work at all. Like, I'm concocting a poison, whatever. My victim of choice, anyone who's ever wronged me. That's that's an easy decision to make, isn't it? Let's see. Would I rather live out my witch's curse as a black cat, a disfigured slave, or unable to love? Black cat. I can love someone as a cat or something as a cat, because I'd be the cutest meow meow in the whole wide world. And come on, I'm a kitten as it is anyway. So, yeah, I'd definitely be a black cat. So thanks for hanging out with me for the 10-ish minutes that it took for me. Oh, I guess we're going on 11 minutes now. That it took for me to do this questionnaire, which I really didn't have any answers for because I'm horrible. Happy Halloween. Keep it spooky, keep it sexy, keep it safe.